On the record.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's 9 a.m. July 24th. I call the Intertime Management Committee regular meeting to order. So roll call for committee members, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Bill Price here.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin here.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Ben Bishop here.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers here.
You have a quorum, Chair.
Okay, public roll call, please.
Yes, sir. We'll start with our attorney.
Ashley Brown, Guess and Rudd.
Thank you. And then we'll go to the folks on the Teams meeting. If you could identify yourself and state your name and affiliation for the record.
Paul Miller, Chugach Electric.
Robert Varga, AEA.
Keith Palchikoff, Golden Valley Electric.
Okay, thank you. Next, we'll go to the folks in the room.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Mark Ziesmer, Alaska Energy Authority.
Pam Ellis, Alaska Energy Authority.
David Pease, Matanuska Electric.
Matt Dimitrich, AEA.
Jim Mendenhall, AEA.
Mike Miller, Chugach Electric.
Okay, Chair, that's everybody.
Thank you. Item 4, agenda approval. I'll entertain a motion for the agenda.
Andrew Laughlin, move to approve the agenda.
I got Bill. Bishop.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussions? All right, Jennifer, it looks like we got to do a roll call vote since Bill is being moved.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
$20, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, public comments.
Okay, first we'll go to the folks in the room. If there's anybody in the room that would like to make a public comment, please identify yourself. Okay, no public comments in the room. Is there anyone on the Teams meeting that would like to make a public comment? Raise your hand. Okay, no public comments on the Teams. If there's anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment, please press star 9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, Chair, no public comments.
Thank you. Item 6, approval of the June 26, 2026 minutes. Entertain a motion, please.
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Andrew Laughlin, second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussions? Okay, Jennifer, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes. Bill Price.
Chugach Electric Association?
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, moving on, item 7, old business. We've got 7A PSSC model / contract. Looks like we have an executive session scheduled for this. Entertain a motion for that executive session, please.
Andrew Laughlin, I move that the Alaska Intertie Management Committee enter into executive session to discuss confidential financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect upon the finances of AEA, the Intertie, the IMC, or any of its members.
Second, Ben Bishop, Golden Valley.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, Jennifer, roll call vote, please.
Okay, Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, yes.
Chugach Electric Association.
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association.
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association.
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair, and we will go into executive session.
Yeah.
Jennifer, sorry.
You're back on the record, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Call the meeting back to order. There, I advise that the committee had not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. So, Bill, you got anything to add for 7A?
Chair, I move that the IMC moves ahead with as discussed, the license ratio share cost option, that being dividing the seats by CEA, we'll receive 4 seats. The other utility members, Golden Valley, HEA, and MEA, will receive 1 seat each. The RRC will receive 1 seat. AEA seat will be the designated floating seat, and we will dedicate 1 seat to the synchrophaser projects. The synchrophaser project cost will remain in the synchrophaser project. The cost for the synchrophaser share for the synchrophaser seat will be distributed among members alongside the AEA floating seat. That results in a cost share of 44% to CEA, 14% to other members, to include Golden Valley, HEA, MEA, and the RRC, will all pay 14% of the cost going forward.
Okay, motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Yes, I'd like to discuss this. I was under the impression we were going to approve keeping the PSSE for the synchrophaser project with that project and then look at the budget for the utilities licensing at a later date. So I would propose we table that discussion until later, until we've had a chance to review the spreadsheet that was going to be sent out.
Okay, so we have basically a motion to table. So, roll call vote on the motion to table. Jennifer?
We want to discuss that.
No. You can't.
Okay, Alaska Energy Authority? I'm sorry.
My mistake must have miscommunicated something earlier, so I'm trying to decide what to do here.
So this is the, we're voting on the table.
I'm going to vote no.
Okay, Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
$20, yes.
Okay. The motion carries to table.
Fair enough.
All righty. So, motion is to table. Moving on to 7B, wildfire/natural disaster notification process. Who would like to open this discussion? Or do we have a motion? Bill?
I have a motion, but as far as a discussion point, we discussed this at the Bradley O&D meeting. This is in relative to the Grandview fire, and in hindsight, looking back at the damage to the structure 616, and what AEA has requested is just something a little bit more in the way of more, I don't know if formal is the best word, but better notification plan to let EA know that there is, and other executive members know if there's damage or potential damage to state-owned assets.
Okay, so let's get your motion on the table first, and then we'll go into the discussion in detail.
Okay. So I move that we discuss options to notify AEA and other executive utility members of damage to or potential damage to state-owned infrastructure.
Andrew Laughlin, second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Andrew Laughlin, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Dan Bishop, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, moving in discussions.
As a matter of record, what happened with the Grandview fire, there was the utility response. They, I think it, at least as most people already are aware, they cut power to Sterling due to the SQ being threatened by the fire, the SQ line. That outage caught the interest of the media, understandably. And the first that Curtis heard of the event of potential damage to the line was through the media, and that just brought the question forward: is do we have a better way to do that as far as notifying AEA and other executive members of potential damage to state-owned infrastructure that may want the governor to be aware as well? And so, what AEA is asking is for either perhaps maybe an email or something that would come to that would include all executive members, maybe Curtis and the other executive members, to say, FYI, this fire might damage the line, something to that effect. Really nothing super formal. I don't know that we need a formal policy. And ultimately, I'll defer to utilities as the best way to handle this notification, but that was the request that was made.
So, Bill, I understand that. I know we discussed this a little bit at the BPMC and other places. MEA's preference is notify the O&D and or the IOC and then let them push it up to their chain. Versus going direct to executives. I can tell you that Tony Izzo was notified prior to the media, because when I got notification through dispatch, then that's one of my calls. That's one of my duties, and as part of that is to make sure he's informed. And I think that's part of the duties of the O&D and the IOC when we have issues on the system. So,
this is Andrew Laughlin. I agree. I think that having some sort of formal notification process, I think it might be worth the IOC committee assignment just to kind of flesh out the sort of process behind this, so that does the IOC get notified by somebody in their operational group, whether it's Shugach as part of an operator for a piece of infrastructure, or is it somebody who, for example, the Grandview fire is a good example where you have maybe a section line ATA maintains, or Shugach is in control of the facilities there. So maybe we get notification from ATA, hey, the KNI fire department, the KPB said, open the line, they give us a call, we go open the line. And then from there, we let the O&D know. Does the O&D chair let the BPMC chair know? Does the O&D chair let the entire committee know? Just sort of maybe it's worth an assignment to kind of flesh that process out to make sure that we have a set procedure they follow. That way we understand who's going to contact who.
I think that's a great idea to have it fleshed out as an assignment to the IOC. Until that is fleshed out, maybe we could just move ahead with letting the IOC and the IMC know through an email.
No objections.
What's that, Bill?
I have no objection.
Okay. I don't have, I think that's a good idea, just have them flesh out and get to, get something that the dispatch centers can, here's the group email, boom, for notification, and then the individual utilities can push it to where they need to push it.
And again, the threshold that we're looking for is damage to or potential damage to state-owned infrastructure. We're not looking to create some additional work or outages associated with O&M and just routine. I hesitate to use the word routine, but it's about damage.
Yeah, I think the assignment to the IOC will be to come up with that threshold of what damage constitutes it.
Communicating forced outages. When is a forced outage?
Right.
Why and what the cause?
Well, I mean, I can notice damage when we do line patrols. It's like, okay, we're missing an aircraft ball here. That probably doesn't need to rise to that level, and there's other minor damages and stuff that happen on the line, whether it's nests or insulator tracking or something of that nature, which probably doesn't rise to the level to push up. But, I think the IOC can flush
that
out.
Point.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Okay. So we got a motion on the floor, a long one. I'm not going to repeat it.
To have a discussion. Bill said to have a discussion.
Was that the motion, Bill, to have a discussion?
Yeah, I wasn't. My apologies for the long-winded motion, but yeah, this is all I was looking for. It's just get a discussion. We've got an assignment out to the ILC to formalize something. I'm satisfied.
I'm not sure we voted on it. I'm looking to Ashley.
Oh.
I don't know that we do vote on
assignments
to the ILC. I think
a roll call vote for the notification process.
Okay, so you've moved to assign it to the IOC as well?
No, we don't need that motion to assign it to the IOC. No.
Okay.
So assignments are outside of motions. So
okay.
That's just... All right. Any other on that piece, or can we move on to new business? All right, moving on to new business. 8A, annual meeting and election of officers. So... it's that time of year when we rotate seats, so I'll entertain a motion for chair or nomination. Excuse me, not a motion, a nomination for chair.
I'll nominate. This is Dan Bishop. Little Valley, I'll nominate Andrew Laughlin to get election as chair. For chair.
Okay, and Ashley, you can remind me, we got chair, vice chair, and secretary, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any other nominations for chair? Okay. Ashley, should we vote individually on each of these, or should we get all three and then just vote? Or does it matter?
Vote individually.
Okay, vote individually.
And,
okay.
And secretary is also secretary treasurer, just to be clear.
Okay. Roll call vote, please. And the vote will be for Andrew Laughlin to be chair of the IMC.
Was there a second? I'm sorry.
We need a second for a nomination.
Okay.
It's voting on the nomination, so.
Okay. Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Zellers, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, nominations for Vice Chair.
Andrew Laughlin, I nominate Dan Bishop for Vice Chair.
Okay, and I'll just help Jennifer out. I'll second that. So.
Okay, Alaska.
Other nominations? Hearing seen none, roll call vote, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority.
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
$20, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
All right, now open nominations for Secretary Treasurer.
And I just want to note the Secretary Treasurer is the AEA representative.
Always?
Yeah.
Set by the, I think that's by law. The agreement.
7.2.
All right, so we don't have to do anything with that. Great. So, all right, so what we have, just to make things clear, is we have Andrew Laughlin as Chair of the IMC and Dan Bishop as Vice Chair. So at this time, Andrew, I'll pass the meeting to you.
I thought I got out of it to the next one. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Tony. That brings us to your committee reports, and looks like we have Mark Ciesmer with Budget to Actuals.
Good morning. This is Mark Ciesmer from AEA, here to present the Alaska Intertie Budget to Actual Revenues and Expenses Report through May 31st, 2026. We'll begin on page 2 of the report. Revenue exceeded budget by $156,000, primarily due to higher than expected energy usage. On page 4, you will see that through May, total energy usage was roughly 83,000 megawatt hours, which is about 2,800 megawatt hours above the budgeted level. We'll switch back to page 2. We also recorded approximately $56,000 in interest income through May 31st. On page 2 and 3 of the report, operating expenses came in approximately $1 million below budget. This variance is largely the result of lower spending in several areas where activity has been less than anticipated or has not yet occurred. One area worth noting is 58306 miscellaneous administration, which is approximately $273,000 over budget. This is due primarily to legal expenses related to RCA response activities. Administrative expenses overall were about $70,000 above budget. This was driven by higher payroll costs associated with RCA response efforts, along with increased fringe benefits and indirect cost allocations. Despite this variance, administrative expenses are only about $3,600 higher than the same time last fiscal year, indicating that year-over-year spending has remained relatively stable. As a result of these revenues and expenses variances, the Alaska Intertie is currently reporting a surplus of $1.4 million through May 31st, and that concludes my report.
Excellent. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Ciesmer? Thank you much. Next on the agenda, we have the IOC report.
Mike Miller, Chugach Electric, here to deliver the IOC report. The things I'll just touch on is Douglas Communications. They're making good progress there, and once installation's close to being done, they're going to schedule a walkthrough for folks that are interested in kind of seeing the new infrastructure there. Snow unloading. Golden Valley is reopening the RFP and editing it a bit to allow for more proposals related to schedule and hoping that they get some more promising bids there. We already discussed PSSE licensing, so I won't get into that again. And then the last thing I wanted to bring to the IMC is the IBR study memo that hopefully is included with some recommendations and a hope from the IOC that perhaps we could entertain a process for presenting these kinds of recommendations to the RRC for consideration in their efforts. And that's what I have in my report.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Miller?
Yes, thanks. This is Dan with Golden Valley. On 2E under the Systems Studies Subcommittee, says Tugach is developing an RFP for cellular tie stability and losses. And it looks like through the Relay Protection and Control Subcommittee, and I was curious if that was correct or if it's through the System Studies Subcommittee.
The Relay Protection and Control Subcommittee, that's just an issue with when I PDF'd my report. It,
oh, okay.
For some reason didn't put the, that should be 4 and then SCADA comms 5. It's, so there was no updates from the Relay and Control Subcommittee.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's a separate, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
My apologies.
No problem.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Miller? Hearing none, moving on to the IOC, I'm sorry, the operator report.
It's Mike Miller again with the operator report. We reached the end of a fiscal year, so you see the year-end totals there, pretty much on track for what we had been seeing for the year prior, or for the rest of the year leading up to the end of the year, so no real surprises there. At the time of putting together the report, we didn't have any intertide trips, and we only had one event of note on the system, and that was a trip of Healy 2 on July 12th. Any questions or comments for me?
Looks like no questions or comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, that takes us to member comments. I'll kick this one off. Thanks to Tony for the last year of chairing the IMC and looking forward to chairing it for the next year and appreciate all the reports from everyone who put something together. Tony, if you want to go next.
Sure. Thank you, Andrew. So thank you for taking chair and looking forward to your year as chair. But thanks to the committees for the reports. Bill and Keith, thank you for your work on the PSSE stuff and the synchrophasia project.
Likewise, thanks to Tony for the for chairing the committee, and thanks to Andrew for taking it on. And thanks to all the AEA staff members who have supported the Synchrophasia project and the grants and helped Golden Valley and the other utilities. And likewise to Bill and Keith, as Tony mentioned.
Okay. Thank you much. Item 11, next meeting date is scheduled for September 25th. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Bill. Apologies, you are not in the room, and I forgot to ask you. Go ahead.
That's all right. I'm easily forgotten. First off, thank you, Tony, and good luck, Andrew. Looking forward to the next year. I do have one process question, however. Relative to the PSSE, it came to my attention as we were wrapping up that discussion. We do have some deadlines coming up with the actual contract work for the contract. It doesn't direct the cost share discussion. We can push table that question. I just wanted to confirm that the utility members are okay with email confirmation that we've got final documents we're going to get out to the utilities as quickly as we can before AEA signs. I just wanted to ask the question if we wanted to have an IMC approval point or if the utility members are satisfied with a written confirmation that you're satisfied with the agreement. And this is the agreement between AEA and Siemens for the software itself, not about how we share it or how we share the costs. If we wanted, if we may have to have a emergency meeting if we want to push this through the IMC or if you guys are satisfied with email confirmation before we enter into the contract. And I apologize for the last minute request.
No worries. I'll look around the table. I'll say Chugach is good with email confirmation, MEA and Golden Valley, as long as there's no objections. Okay.
No objection.
Yep. We'll work it out through
thank
email,
you.
Bill.
I appreciate that. And again, thank you, Tony, and good luck, Andrew.
All right. Thank you much. All right. Now that brings us to item number 11. Next meeting date is scheduled for September 25th, 26th. And with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Tony Zeller, move to adjourn.
All right.
Second, Ben Bishop.
Okay, and do we need a roll call vote that one, Jennifer? Or are we? All right.
Yes,
any suggestions? It's hearing none.
Oh, no, you're right. It's. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Sorry, I'm having mic problems today. Roll call, I think, is. Go ahead.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
$20, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, gentlemen. And Jennifer. Thank you.